Hello everyone, it's Stefano. I'm sitting here in my kitchen about 8 hours after my first audio boo of the day. It's been quite a productive day. I was able to run a few errands. I went out and bought spark plugs for my car and I switched them out. Thank God I did, because I could not remember the last time I changed the spark plugs in my car. I've been neglecting that thing, unfortunately. And I cannot believe the condition the spark plugs were in. In fact, I haven't the foggiest clue how that car kept running. The electrode in the middle of the spark plug was so small, so brittle. It's a miracle that car is actually running. Now I understand why it was hesitating when I tried to merge onto the highway. It was kind of scary, in fact, at times. Even shifting up into third gear and trying to get the most out of the engine, I just found it lagging, and now I understand why. So I'm going to attempt for the next hour or so to do some more report writing and in preparation. I've got 8 reports to write by mid-June. Usually for a 4-week period, I usually have half of those reports. So about 4 reports. Now I've got 8 to do. And usually takes me a good 2 or 3 days to get through one. So I'm just going to make it under the wire with these 8 reports in 4 weeks. So wish me lots of luck. And speaking of wishing people, I'm glad to hear that Simon's Beogram seems to be working. In fact, I'm just about caught up on my audio boos. In fact, I'm going to pause this right now and listen to Simon's last audio boo on his Beogram. I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. I just listened to Simon's audio boo, and sure enough, he did get it to work. And now my question to Simon is, how does it sound? I've rediscovered some of my old LPs because I have an old Rotel turntable that I purchased from a friend of mine back in 1998. And it's been working flawlessly. I don't use it a lot. But what I have been using it for is to transfer all of my LPs to the computer as WAV files, and then either put them over onto CDs or turn them into MP3s and to use them in iTunes and subsequently my iPod. But I find that some of my LPs that I also bought in CD format sound so much better as LPs. This is nothing new. I mentioned this in an audio boo during February months ago, that I found that the LPs had a warmth to them, but I've actually never heard them played on a $1,200 turntable. So I'm really curious, of course, assuming that the stylus is in good condition and depending on how it's played and what kind of headphones and, you know, the quality of the preamp that you bought, Simon. But I'm really curious to hear from your experience and from having listened to music, what does it sound like? Does it sound warmer? Do the instruments sound more natural? Do you even suspect you hear more harmonics and more out of the music than you would, say, listening to a CD? Lots of questions, but I really want to congratulate you again on your endeavor to get that thing working. Great. I've caught up on most of my audio boos, and I do want to audio boo on some of the subjects that were spoken about, and hopefully maybe I will in the next few hours, perhaps. Catch you later.